As we open this morning, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have brought us through this week safely and healthy. Lord, we just thank you for all your blessings of love, mercy, and grace for us all. Lord, we ask you to be with us as we go through this coronavirus situation all over the world, and it's getting closer to home. And Father, we just pray that you will be with all of our sick people, especially Barbara Thomas and our friend in Christ, Eric Woods. Lord, we thank you for the successful day for the fire department yesterday. And we ask your blessings upon all of us as we continue in your service. In Christ's name we pray, amen. My scripture selection this morning comes to us from James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22. We've been studying the book of James lately, and this, as I was looking at this when I first started thinking about what I could preach on this morning, this particular scripture just jumped out at me. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. God wants all people to be saved. But that's not all. He desires each one of us to learn to walk in close relationship with him. After you and I come to faith in Christ, we're different people. We should no longer live greedily, immoral, or self-sinful lives. Instead, we should seek to understand and follow the Lord's will. The Father's overall plan for the world is revealed through the Bible. His word also gives us principles that govern how we should live our lives. Listening to God is essential to walking with God. In order to know the Father's will for our lives, we must learn to hear his voice. There are two types of listeners. When it comes to hearing spiritual truth, everyone is either a purposeful listener or a passive listener. Purposeful listeners attend church each week, and while there, they expect the Lord to do something new in their lives. They listen intently to what is said and taught in Sunday school. They're involved in the music. They're also involved by listening intently and through their hearts to the message being spoken. These are purposeful listeners. passive listeners may enjoy a sermon, but have no intention of applying what they were taught. Although church attendance might be part of their lives, they fail to grow spiritually. James wrote, "But be ye doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person that he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed," James says, "in what he does." If you will listen to the Lord and obey his voice, you will find an inexhaustible source of confidence, courage, strength, and joy. What's involved in walking with God? The Christian life is all about discovering and obeying the Father's will, beginning by having faith, believing that God exists and that you have begun a new life in Jesus Christ. That starts your walk with God. And it continues until the day you die. You can enjoy a continual fellowship with the Lord and live in his presence daily. As you walk in truth, obeying him cheerfully, your relationship with him will grow more intimate each and every day. The Holy Spirit will provide you with peace, confidence, security, and joy. He'll help you know how to live in a way that pleases God, separating yourself from sin, but making an impact in the lives of the hurting people all around. The Christian life is a marvelous journey. What a gift the Father has given us. The Bible teaches us to listen intently. Do you realize that God's word talks to us about listening in many places? In Matthew 17:5, the Father told Peter, James, and John to listen to his Son. Christ began the parable of the sower by saying, "Listen." In Mark 4:3, Jesus wanted everyone to pay attention and apply his teaching to their lives. To the crowd, our Lord said, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand." When I recommend you to listen closely and carefully, I am merely echoing our Savior, Jesus Christ. His words still have the power to transform our lives today. God has spoken throughout history. The Lord's words are recorded throughout the Bible. In Genesis, God told Adam and Eve to avoid eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He told Noah to build an ark to preserve his family from the death. He told Abraham to leave his country and travel to an unknown land. The book of Acts tells us the story of the Lord appearing to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. And God spoke to John on the Isle of Patmos. What the apostle saw and heard comes to us in the book of Revelation. In church history, Reformation came because God spoke to Martin Luther. While studying Galatians, Luther realized that salvation was not by good deeds, but by grace from the Lord. This revelation transformed Christianity. Now most believers acknowledge that any child of God, not just religious leaders, can enter the Lord's presence. Yesteryear, a lot of the Pharisees and Sadducees thought that you had to be a religious leader to hear the word of God, and to hear him or to go to him. But now we know we don't need somebody to go in between us. We can go directly to our Lord. Now, what happens when we fail to listen? If you and I don't learn to hear God's voice, we might listen to someone else. News articles, television shows, and the advice of others had the potential to influence us. Without being grounded in Scripture, Christians are prone to deception and could easily drift into sin. Excuses for rebelling against God and rejecting parts of the Bible that condemn our choices might follow. Eventually, if we don't listen to God, our unwise decisions will prove disastrous to us and all those that are around us. Now, how do you listen to the Father, you might ask? Five ways. First, you can read the Bible. God will never tell you something that contradicts His Word, so you can get the truth from the Bible. Secondly, listen to the Holy Spirit. One of His jobs is to guide you by speaking to your spirit. Thirdly, pray. Prayer is talking and listening to God. Read a little portion of Scripture each day and ask God to talk to you through Scripture. And fourth, look for Him to reveal Himself to you through circumstances of your life. When life takes you by surprise, ask God what He's doing. Watch for God to guide you through open doors and closed doors. He's the God of both sides. Fifth, expect Him to direct you through other people as well. He might use pastors, parents, friends, family members, and He can even use strangers. Just be careful to evaluate everything you hear in light of Scripture. Now, how should we listen to God? Again, five ways. Reflectively, meditate on a biblical passage. That is, thoughtfully read it over and over. Don't just read it one time. And don't just pick one verse because you get the full meaning if you read what's in front of it or what's behind it. You get a whole lot more in-depth knowledge. Prayerfully, number two. As you read God's word, ask for his help in how to apply it. Third, submissively, be willing to obey whatever God tells you. When I first started hearing the call to go into the ministry, I was not submissive to obeying God. It took me 2.5 years to ever fully take Christ in my heart and accept him, what he wanted me to do. The fourth thing, expectantly, God promises to speak to us. Anticipate that he will meet personally with you. Five, patiently. On important decisions, I sometimes pray for weeks before I realize what the Lord is saying to me. Do you ever feel like that? That it takes you weeks and weeks to get the answers to your prayers? It does me sometimes, but that's okay too. It's all in God's times, not ours. God will direct your life if you are willing to listen submissively. When things are falling apart, there's nothing more reassuring than hearing him say, "My child, nothing takes me by surprise. I know what is going on in your life. I know what's going on around you. Let me strengthen you for the challenges that lie ahead. Nothing in this world can compare to hearing God's voice." The first time I heard God's voice, it scared me to death. I was praying, and I just as plain as day, I was on my knees. I was looking some advice on how not to be a preacher. But then I heard this voice. I mean, it sounded like James Jones, Charleston Heston, this deep, booming voice. It shook me up and made a much stronger believer. I was ready to do his work and his will. And I realized that he had the resources to meet every need that I have. And he does yours as well. Don't you want to walk more closely with that kind of person that God is? You can. Simply be willing to listen to him. May we pray. Heavenly Father, once again we come to you on bended knee. We thank you, Father, that we can listen to you. We can walk with you. We thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for James and what he writes to us. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Lord, we need to understand these words. We need to hear them within our hearts, not just with our ears. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come to you this morning, hear your word, and seek your guidance in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.